Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we've been hearing in the last day or so about the Federal Affordable Care Act, that the premiums are going up, 25% hike in some plans. That has launched Donald Trump into criticism of, quote, Obamacare, and others like the New York Times to editorialize that they can be fixed.
Yeah, but I'd like to offer you some New York State perspective. New York State, which runs its own health exchange, the increase will be much less than 25%. 25% average increase announced by the federal government does not apply to states like New York, which run their own health insurance marketplaces, because the state sets prices. New York State announced its 2017 premiums for the 17 insurers offer individual coverage. So these are health insurance plans for people who are seeking them outside of a group plan. And so those rates New York State set in August are far more than the rate of inflation, for sure, but far less than the national average cited by the federal government this week. For example, Capital Region-based health insurance got average rate hike increases of 4.7% to 13.9%. Details of each of the plans, deductibles, co-payments, out-of-pocket limits, services covered vary significantly. Some of the insurers we talked to say they didn't actively market their individual insurance plans and instead concentrated on group coverage. CDPHP, a very popular insurance company in this marketplace, has about 3,000 individual insurance plans among its 420,000 subscribers. There are a variety of factors that drive up the cost for these individual subscribers, including the fact that they often have more numerous and more expensive health care needs. Health insurers statewide proposed an average increases of 19.3% for individual health coverage, but they were approved for only 16.6% on average by the State Department of Financial Services. Meanwhile, the bulk of health insurers is still issued through employers. Blue Shield of Northeastern New York has about 120,000 subscribers in the Capital Region, but only 3,000 to 4,000 of them hold individual policies. The Affordable Care Act is implemented through a mishmash of marketplaces. About a dozen states run their own marketplaces. A dozen and a half states have federally facilitated marketplaces, and the rest have one of several state federal hybrids. News this week about the Obamacare rate hike is timely in that it raises awareness of consumer options right before the November 1st start of the three-month open enrollment period, during which uninsured individuals can sign up for the health insurance and insured people can switch to an insurance plan that is less expensive or more closely suited to their needs. So this is surely a complicated issue, something that there's a lot of information about online, and I'm sure will be talked about in the press in the days to come.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us on Wednesdays. Judy, as always, we thank you.